So hi folks, hello once again, and you're very welcome along to another program, to another edition of Down Your Way. Well, a couple of weeks ago, it was the walk of darkness into light. I'm here with Hearing Carrigan Shore. Absolutely a fantastic morning. Ross Leary is with me. Ross, you're very welcome to Down Your Way, one of the main organisers of this walk today.
Yes, and thanks for coming down to join us again, Eamon. Great walk. This is our third year now, and numbers are growing every year, and we're adding little bits to it. Very enjoyable walk. People come to the walk for various different reasons, Eamon, whether it's to remember someone in particular, or whether raise funds, because that is the primary, I suppose, focus for Pieta House, is to raise funds to provide a service that probably the public system is leaving us down. But in addition to that, it's great for community spirit. Brings people together for a positive event, and you know, people coming out of their beds at 3:30 in the morning to go for a walk. It sounds a little bit crazy, but that shows you the strength, the character of any community, you know.
Absolutely, and of course, darkness into light. For the most part, it's pitch dark out there, and it'll be breaking day when the walk is over.
Absolutely, you know, and it's a great concept, you know, to show. It kind of symbolises the challenges that some people are facing. We might even know who they are, you know, in everyday life. But what we need to focus on, like everyone, is that light. Is the light we come into. And when we finish the walk here with a smile on our face to show that there is light, there's always an option, you know.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful morning for the most part. It's been a very bad day yesterday, very wet. But here we are.
Yeah, we're happy to leave the rain behind us now and looking for the sun coming up now on the river shore this morning.
What'll I find on my walk today on the river shore and the banks of the river shore, I suppose, for the most part, and the bridges and the town?
Yeah, well, it's a 5K loop of the town, and it brings in, we pass some of the most historic sites in the town, the Ormond Castle, the old bridge which was built before America was founded by Columbus, St. Mullins, the Friary Church of St. Mullins' Church, and a lot of old sites around the town, and you know, it brings the best out in the town, and it's nice to get around and see it at that time when it is quiet and it is calm, and you know, less the traffic and stuff like that.
Will we be touching in Waterford on the trip?
Oh, we'd like to carry on. We have a nod to Kilkenny on the way. We don't make it quite out to Kilkenny, but we cross the bridge over into Waterford, make sure we cater for all tastes.
It's a remarkable event, of course, year after year, for the last number of years anyway. As you say, people gather from all over the place in great numbers.
Yeah, indeed. For a town the size of Carrigan Shore, I think we have nearly 1,300 people signed up for the walk today, which is, you know, nearly a quarter of the population. So if we put that into Dublin, you know, you're up to that bigger number. So it's great, great community spirit, great that we're being supported every year, and that kind of brings us back every year, you know, to know there is a demand for this and an appetite for it, which is great.
The planning on today didn't just start this morning?
No, it certainly did not. The plan to get it up off the ground was very hard in the first place, you know, and to get people to buy into the concept, but they did, and they never looked back, and the committee here never looked back as a result. There's a lot of planning. Any time you're bringing people out onto public roads and looking for sponsorship and stuff like that, a lot of plan, a lot of work, but it's worth it.
Absolutely, and I know the security and all the people, the stewards that you have here today.
Yes, we have over 50 stewards out on the route, as well as half that again inside catering for people afterwards, so when they come back after an enjoyable walk out there, they're well fed and looked after and stuff like that. So it does take a lot of bodies to see it through, and you know, it's great that people give up the time. As I said, it's not the most convenient time of day to have an event, but it just shows that people are willing to support this and willing to support the community.
Many are in your community here, or are your committee here?
10 this year.
Yeah. So they branch out subcommittees and all of that?
Absolutely. So you'd have people who would be handling registrations and the fundraising, getting the catering, as opposed to the safety events, then dealing with the stewards. And we're very lucky with the support of the Gardaí, the Fire Brigade, Civil Defence, Red Cross. They're all out there to help us today as well. So just to pull all those people together takes a bit of work, but it's positive.
So Carrigan Shore has a special place, a special feel for many people. I suppose the great Clancy Brothers and Sean Kelly and all these people come from around here.
Yeah, well, I would all say the best thing about Carrigan Shore is the people. And, you know, when you call a town your home, you can't look for much more than having a good friendly neighbour that's there with you through the good times and the bad times. That's very important. We talk about then the great people, you know. I said the unsung heroes are the neighbours, the unsung heroes are the people who are coming out, helping this event run. But, you know, we have plenty of heroes down through the years. You know, we had the greatest cyclist in the world one time. We have Sam Bennett this week won a race in the Giro d'Italia, the second biggest race in the world. So we go on, Maurice Davin, great sportsman. So we have plenty of people. And of course, the Clancys then were famous on stage as well. So they were all trailblazers in their way as well, because they started, whatever they were involved with, they started. You know, there was no great support from at the time, but they rolled up their sleeves, they got stuck in, and they opened doors for people that came after them.
Absolutely. I was down here during the summer, and for the last couple of summers at the Clancy, was it Clancy weekend or whatever?
Yeah, it's a good weekend. It's a great weekend. It's our kind of annual festival here in the town, and we're very proud of it. And I suppose when you look at the achievements of the Clancy brothers, it's only right that it's recognised with a festival in town, you know. And again, that's something else that people travel for as well. So it's good. It's good to, I suppose, be able to draw people in again and again. Again, it's well supported within the community, and that's the key.
Well, Ross, thank you for inviting Tip FM along here today. It's a very special morning. We're looking forward to the trip as well. Good wishes and a safe trip to everybody.
Thank you very much, Eamon.
We got up with a lady early in the morning, Imelda O'Halloran. Imelda, good morning to you.
Good morning to you too.
Good to say hello down here in Carrigenshire. You were out early?
I am indeed. We're heading off now into darkness, into light, and I want to do this walk for the people that are suffering silence, mm-hmm. and for all those that have died as a result of suicide. And we just felt we wanted to do something, so that's why we're here this morning.
Is this your first time doing it?
This is my first time doing it. I'm doing it with my nephew here, Connor Hayes, mm-hmm. and he was very, very anxious to do it. So we're delighted to be here and do our little bit of contribution to it.
Absolutely terrific. It's a good feel to be out this hour today, is it?
It is indeed, it is, and we don't mind. You know, it's only one day in your life, and why not? Yeah, you know, it's a very important day, and just hope, you know, that everyone gets on fine.
You're a native of Carrick?
I am indeed. I'm Carrick Beg.
Okay.
I'm from Carrick Beg and...
proud Carrick woman.
I'm a proud Carrick Beg woman, I am indeed. I'm over now at the other side of the town.
Okay, so there is a difference between Carrick and Carrick Beg.
Carrick Beg and Carrick, I'm sure. I suppose the bridge divides us, but look, we're all one at the end of the day.
Absolutely, yeah. Especially a united front is out here today.
That's it, and that's what it's all about. It's here to help everyone.
Imelda, have a nice day.
And you too, and thanks very much.
I want to say hello to Dan Conley. Dan, you're very welcome to Down Your Way.
How are we doing?
How are you feeling?
Good.
You're not rubbing the sleep out of your eyes, no?
No, a little bit. A little bit.
Tell me about Taxi Watch and your involvement in it. What is Taxi Watch?
Taxi Watch was set up, I set Taxi Watch up in Clonmel in 2014. And what it is we got taxi drivers trained in how to recognise the signs of somebody that's in crisis, and how to actually get them the proper help if they're in crisis. We actively go out if somebody goes missing and we find them and try get them the help that they need.
Okay, so how do you, as a taxi man, and you're a taxi man I presume, mm-hmm. How do you know that somebody's not feeling good?
A lot of the time you're driving around, you'd see someone sitting on a wall up down the quay on a bridge, mm-hmm. and after a while you kind of get a feeling that there's something wrong or whatever, and you'd approach them and ask them, are they okay? 99% of the time they'll actually admit to you they're not.
Okay. What do you do then?
You talk to them, you listen to what's going on with them, and we would be a signpost to what services that are available to them. And if they want us to go to the hospital with them or want us to see a doctor with them, we'll go with them.
Mm-hmm. And usually a fantastic idea. Mm.
It was set up first in Kilkenny in 2014, and they have 160 saves in Kilkenny, and since 2014 we have over 40 in Clonmel area. So it does work.
Absolutely. It must be a good feeling.
It is, yeah, it is. People had asked me, like, why do you do this? My reason for doing it is I lost my own son in 2008, and I don't want anyone to feel like the way we feel. If we can help somebody out, all it is have a bit of empathy. A lot of the time it works.
This can be an emotional day for a man like you here.
Oh yeah, look, it can be, but I think I'm a bit hardened to it. I'm also part of a committee in Clonmel. Tipperary fights for mental health services, and on the 9th of next month we have a march in Clonmel demanding that the services that were lost to Tipperary are reinstated. That's North and South Tipperary, because there isn't one inpatient bed in the whole of Tipperary. If you're from South Tip, you're sent to Kilkenny. If you're from North Tip, you're sent to Ennis, which is not right. Okay. It's not right. I mean, there's people dying because of it.
So what are services like in South Tip?
There is no service. After 4:30 in the evening, there is no services. It's voluntary groups are holding this together.
Okay, yeah. It's just unreal to expect that to happen.
Yeah, it's a crazy situation. It's down to progressive governments. Progressive governments have cut, and we're left in a situation now where people are dying. And that's, people might think that's blunt, but that's the truth. People are dying because the services aren't there, you know? And somebody picks up the slack. And
Dan, it's a pleasure to have you on the program. We wish you well.
Thank you very much.
And come back to us any time if you... you know, for whatever it is that you may be organising.
Thank you very much.
And we're in Carrigan Shore. We're back just after these. Indeed, you're very welcome back to Down Your Way. I'm here in Carrigan Shore this week for the walk, of course, Darkness Into Light. Siobhan Robinson's with me. Siobhan, good morning to you.
Good morning.
It's a nice morning out there. But
it's nice and mild, and yeah. Good morning to be out walking.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You have a sad and a sad story for us today because you lost your son.
I did. I lost my son to suicide 2 years ago, and it was the first walk of light in Carrick, and it was the week before the first walk.
Oh my God, what a feeling. What a sad feeling.
Yeah. And we took on the walk to bring awareness to people that there is always somebody willing to listen, but you have to tell. Yeah. You know, you have to talk, you have to tell people. And just make somebody listen to you if you're feeling down.
What's he feeling, not well beforehand?
My son, actually, he came across his father after his father dying in much the same circumstances. And he suffered post-traumatic stress and a lot of other problems after that. He went everywhere. We clawed walls. We'd done everything to get help. And unfortunately for us, I found from the ages of 18 and 25, there's very little services out there for anyone to listen or understand what somebody is going through. CAMHS take you in from under 18 if you're willing to engage, and then you have to knock the door a lot there to get in there as well. You have to probably get there kicking and screaming and demanding it. And but I found from 18 to 25, they just don't seem to want to listen to youngsters that age.
What about talking to a special friend in the family or something like that, you know, that maybe someone could touch base with, rather than the services, because they're, most of the time they're not there?
Oh, they're not there. They're definitely not there. People, like, I was in a crisis at one stage and I picked up the phone to ring Parentline to know where I can get help for my son. And I spent 2 days on the phone that I couldn't get through.
Had he been suffering from depression in advance of
yes.
this?
Yes, he had been suffering depression since after he found his father. And he gave 10 years trying to commit suicide.
Oh my God.
Like, it wasn't just once, it was umpteen times. He kept trying. He was sectioned for a couple of weeks in hospital on a few different occasions. A couple of occasions we cut him down. He fell down, he practiced it to the T. And when it did finally happen, when he practiced it, he'd done so well that it was instant. That was the only comfort we got, that it was instant.
How did you feel after such tragedy?
Devastated. It's because you feel helpless. Mm-hmm. They're not in... It's like they're not in your... I could have done. I've tried. I've done everything I could. And it still didn't happen, you know?
Today means it's a miserable day for the most part for you.
No. Because it's awareness. That's what it is. It's awareness for people to just to get up and look out and see how many people is out there walking. And like most people are touched by it in some way or another. It hits their families, their friends, neighbours. Like depression is not something to be ashamed of. It's something that every person, I think, goes through at some stage in their lives. And unless we get that little one bit of help at the time when we need it to pull us through it, we don't all make it.
That's the vital part. Get help when you need it.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Look for it. Fight for it.
I suppose the Pieta House comes into play, you know, that people have a number and they can contact them and, you know, and this is what this is all about today.
Yes. And to be honest about it, I didn't know about Pieta House before my son died, unfortunately. When my husband died, I was given a folder. I did try a few numbers and a lot at the time. There was no one at the other end. Unfortunately for us, you know what I mean? But like, hopefully, keep going. Keep knocking at doors. Keep shouting and screaming till somebody listens to you. Because there will somebody eventually listen.
Now, your son's, late son's girlfriend is with us as well. Hello, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Your name is?
Anne-Marie.
Anne-Marie. How are you feeling, Anne-Marie?
I'm looking forward to doing the walk now. Yeah, because I feel good after it and just to raise awareness as well.
Yeah, it was a great loss to you in your life.
Yeah, it was a big shock now and I'll remember it for the rest of my life and I still remember every minute of it. Like, it was just fine. When I found out he was on the way to the hospital, like, I was waiting to go up and give out to him. Do you know, and when I got up to then, I just remember the blood just drained from my body and I was in shock, like, it's just...
How did you go about getting over it?
I went to Seesaw, actually. I found them very helpful, Seesaw, and I actually couldn't go outside the door or do anything. I couldn't eat, I couldn't sleep for about 3 weeks. I was in an awful way, and then I just had to... I went to the council and I went to Seesaw. They were very good. I had to just stop being on my own and be around people and just...
You had a fear of it all as well, that it might happen to you?
Yeah, I did, yeah, because it actually went through my head. I just wanted to run out in front of a car for my I couldn't sleep, and when I did sleep, the dreams would start, nightmares they were, just flashbacks and... the whole lot. And I lost my cousin the year before. It was actually in 2015, it was the April, and then the following May then Sean died. So it was very hard, like.
My sympathy to you guys, it's hugely sad. Look, thanks for sharing those thoughts with us today and how sad you are. Good wishes to you in your life ahead.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, both of you. Thank you very much. We want to say hello to Amy. Hi, good morning, Amy.
Good morning, how are you?
Not bad at all. Talk to me about, you have a special group that you're involved in.
Well, we're the Edge Project, so there's 7 of us doing the walk this year. The Edge Project is a youth diversion project. It's funded by the Irish Youth Justice Service and the European Social Fund. And we've tried to do the walk every year. Just to support such a really good cause for our community.
You're up and running a number of years?
We are. We're here in Carrick now, 10 years.
Yeah, okay. And what achievements have you had?
Oh, God, loads. We won a Garda Youth Award for charity work that we've done. We actually won the Dulux Sets Colour, thanks to the community. So we got the whole place redone. We've done loads of stuff. We do summer programmes, group work, all sorts of stuff.
So today, what does this morning mean to you?
I think it's really important to us and the project to be able to come out and support something that is going to support the community of Carrick and Shore. Yeah. Over the years that I've been here, there's been a number of tragic deaths to suicide. And I mean, they just shake the whole community. And Carrick is a great little community. So when something happens to one person, it kind of affects the whole place. So for me, it's great to see the young people kind of coming out and showing their support for both the people in the town and local services like Pieta House.
Absolutely fantastic. And indeed, you have a great group of people which you'll tout out today.
We do. We have 7 of the young people out there today now. So fair play to them. They got up really early this morning. They've been getting sponsorship for the last couple of weeks. We did it through sponsorship cards. So I don't know what the total is that we've raised yet, but I can't wait to see it.
Good to see hello and have a safe trip. We're back in Carrick and Shore just after these. Indeed, you're very welcome back to Down Your Way. We're here in Carrick and Shore this morning for this edition of Down Your Way. It's Pieta House time, of course, and the walk of darkness into light. Michael O'Halloran is with me. Michael, how are you doing?
Not too bad at all.
Carrick and Shore River Rescue written up on your jacket. How are you doing at all?
Yeah, for the cause. We're just...
It's 4 or 5 years ago since we did a full programme down here with Carrick River Rescue. I remember what a great evening we had. Tell us about your group and your group here in Carrick.
So we're 16 of us in a voluntary group down here.
Yeah.
Do a bit of searching on the river and stuff like that, looking after.
Yeah.
Bring people home, whatever. Go missing, we saw we.
It's a huge operation. It's a huge task to have to take on.
It is, but you'd like to think if you were missing somebody, come looking for you. So
yeah.
Everyone is on board when it comes to, you just go out and do what you have to do and get it done.
The last time I was talking to whoever down in River Rescue, your great building got flooded and all your boats and all that kind of thing got washed over. Did that sort itself out over the years?
Well, it sorted itself out. We had to sort it out. So we're just there again now. We nearly have it finished back up back up to where it should be. So
you got great support from the community and from the county.
Massive support. We couldn't do it only for them.
Yeah.
I mean, the local Carrick and Shore here, Clonmel,
yeah.
All the local areas, they're absolutely brilliant to us. We couldn't do it without them. Yeah.
When you get a call that there's someone missing, or is there a great feeling of emotion about it all?
You don't get a chance to feel emotion, you just get out as quick as you can. We have a new system gone in down there now that you just press a button now and everyone gets a call. So first to the base goes and that's it. You just get out, get the vans out and get the boats out and away you go. And you keep going until you get a result, whether it be good or bad or whatever. So you just have to.
We're here.
We travel all over the country. The last big search we were on, we were up in Black Sod on the Black Rock with the helicopter. Disaster, but we gave a couple of weekends up there. And
with your boats and all your crew.
You bring them up and you do your best, but unfortunately there was 2 never found, so hopefully at some stage something might become of it.
That's the sad part about it, no closure.
Well, very rarely that happens. We have a great record as far as that goes. We don't ever give up until we never ever give up until there's an answer or.
So always, of course, support is always, of course, a great help if people want to support Carrick and Shore River Rescue. It's a fantastic cause.
Oh, it's massive. I mean, the support we get around here is just, it's unbelievable. It's beyond belief. Every time somebody goes missing or something happens, everyone just rallies around. It's brilliant. We couldn't do it without them, to be fair.
Absolutely.
Even the base down there now, it couldn't be done without them. We couldn't keep it going if only for the support we get.
Absolutely. Well, people realise that the work that you do as well, night and day, there's no, you know.
Well, night or day won't make any difference.
Yeah.
When you get a call, you just go. You have to go and do your best.
What does this day mean to you here on the walk, 5 kilometre walk?
Well, we just do the safety vehicles in front of it and behind it and all that. It's absolutely brilliant to see the crowd again. Again, when something like this happens, the crowd just, they don't know when to stop. They just keep coming and coming and coming. And you know, and you'd be sitting back and you'd be saying, my God, look at the crowd again tonight. Mm-hmm. It's brilliant to see it. You know, it's brilliant.
Well, Michael, good wishes to you and have a good walk or whatever it is that you're going to do for the next couple of hours.
Thanks a million.
Bernie and Josie are just ready to kick off the morning. How are you doing, ladies?
Fine, thank you very much.
Yeah, you're bright and early.
Oh, yes. We had to jump out of bed.
Yeah, good feeling. What about you?
Absolutely lovely. Great cause. Why not? Yeah.
Yeah.
It was well worth it.
You're natives of Carrick area?
Outside, Rec Armic.
Just down on the waterfall side of it.
Yes, actually, yeah.
Why would you come here this hour of the morning?
Oh, absolutely. It's a worthy cause. Why not just support Pieta House? It's many people have been affected by the effect of suicide or self-harm, so it's a good cause. It's brilliant to support people and in their hour of need. And Why not?
It's just coming up to 4:15, ready to kick off.
Oh, we are ready to go.
We'll use the walk in 5 kilometres.
Oh, no, not 5 kilometres, but we'll give it a good shot.
Yeah, good. Have a nice day, Jeff, and enjoy yourselves.
Thank you very much.
We caught up with the Carrigan Shore Fire Brigade, fire officers here this morning. How are you doing? Good morning to you.
Good. How are you doing?
Your name is?
Kieran Quinlan.
How are you doing, Kieran? And your friends are?
It's Alan O'Sullivan.
And you're all going running this, are you?
Yeah, and Derek Reid as well. Yeah, going running.
You're front of the crew.
That's right, yeah.
Member of the fire officers for long?
Yeah, I'm 5 years. Alan is...
I'm in 9 years.
How are you doing?
Yeah. How are you going? You well?
That's about it. Looking forward to today and all that. What's the feeling like coming out here? Just to support the cause, is it?
Yeah, it's just to support the cause. Just something as well to do. We just like to try and stay fit and try and do different things and just get involved in the community.
This hour of the morning is nothing new to you guys, eh?
Absolutely not. No, absolutely not.
Same as the middle of the daytime.
Same as the car crash in the middle of the night or anything like that. Doesn't make a difference to us.
Yeah, you came across some tough accidents and horrid scenes over the years.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's all part of the work, isn't it? Part of the job.
Absolutely.
Someone has to do it.
Nice trip and enjoy yourself today.
Lovely. Thanks a million. Thank you very much.
The gates are open and here we go. How are you?
Fine, thank you, Eamon.
Good to say hello. You have a camera in your hand, Eamon.
Yes, I intend to take a few photographs so that we can put them up on the man's shed later on. Okay. I'm representing the man's shed here this morning.
And indeed, of course, you have lots of members, of course, here in Carrigan Shore, I'm sure.
Yes, indeed. We have 24 members in the shed at the moment and we're always looking for more new members.
Okay, we're walking up. What avenue here now?
We're working up St. Nicholas's Park now at the moment, heading towards the hospital.
Okay. Terrific. A huge crowd here behind us and in front of us.
Oh, my. I believe from one of the committee that on one count there were 1,300 people signed up for this walk, which is absolutely marvellous.
And there's probably many more here as well besides.
Probably, yes, indeed, yeah.
Yeah, it gets dark in places as we walk along, but this is a good feel about it.
Oh, great feeling. And it's lovely to see all the youngsters here as well. Yeah. And dogs as well. We have dogs on the walk as well.
Yeah, they're going for the little early morning walk. It's lovely. The men's shed, very popular in most parts of County Tipperary now, in most towns and communities.
Yes, Eamon, I think it's 143 sheds are in the country at the moment, and they're more common. But the med shed here in Carrick is very good. As I said, we have 24 members. And hopefully we'll do a few projects for the old people of the town.
So what do you do generally in your projects, and what projects have you developed over the years?
Well, the one at the moment we have is the one for the library, for the kids. They're doing a bug hotel. Okay. That's nearly finished at the moment. Another one we're doing for the Krahana School, just outside the town here. We're doing a body bench. And that's nearly finished at the moment. We're doing some work then with Lions Club, cleaning up the town. The Lions Club helped us out an awful lot. I must recommend and compliment the Lions Club for all they're doing in the town and all the towns in Ireland. Only for them, I don't know what we do.
A fantastic organisation, yeah. And programme a couple of weeks ago from Turles Lions Club, just absolutely brilliant. An active town, isn't it?
Oh, it is indeed an active town, yeah. There's an awful lot going on in the town, an awful lot of organisations. And I think the government should be waking up and doing something more for all these organisations. The day is gone now and these things will be swept under the carpet. This is a walk from darkness into light. And the government should be doing more about it.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, Eamon, for the moment we'll just take a little break. Shane O'Hara's with me. As we're walking, heading towards the Ormond Castle. How are you doing, Shane? Good morning to you.
Oh, hey, good morning to you.
Hey, you had the dog with you?
I take him out to give him a walk and stretch our legs as well.
What's the dog's name?
Max and Bella. We've another one there.
You have another one in the lady's arms, yeah. Lovely. It's a good feeling about it here, isn't it?
Oh, it's just a great feeling. A great number out now, great crowd.
Yeah. Tell us, what avenue are we going through here now?
We're just going straight through the Castle Field here, and they're going to take us up onto Main Street there.
Okay, we're coming to the Ormond Castle. Tell me the story about the Ormond Castle.
Oh, well, I wouldn't know the history of it now. One of that is, I think it was probably one of the most butlers Tudor Manor in Ireland. Into this one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
just recently.
You restored it in the last number of years.
It was recently restored, as far as I know. Yeah, I haven't been inside it yet.
It's absolutely delightful. There's all the mound, it's well lit, the whole lot.
Yeah, lovely. Absolutely, you know, it's well lit up out in the whole patio. Yeah. Candles all the way through the park and through the field here now.
Yeah, it's a lot of organising. They did a great job here, didn't they?
Oh, I'd say they were up all night. Probably haven't even gone to bed yet, so yeah. I think those people are doing it.
Ah, very good. Is this your first time walking this?
It's my first time doing this one, yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah. I suppose just, you know...
Why did you come out today now?
It's supposed to be a very poignant year this year for it, so it was kind of it all, and the River Rescue being so prominent, and last time doing all the help, so we just thought we'd come out and just show our support.
Have a good morning, have a good time as well.
Yeah, best to you, good luck.
Thanks for sitting along. We're going to take another break. We're back here in Carrigan-shore, just after these. Believe it or not, we're walking along here. It's 20 past four, there's music here. I have no idea who they are, but here they are anyway. See how they sound.
Precious Lord, keep your mighty hands on me. The road of life grows weary, sometimes so hard to bear. But then I think of Calvary, I leave my burden there. Satan tempts me day by day, as I walk this narrow way. Precious Lord, keep your mighty hands on me. As I press to meet the foe, in this world of grief and woe, precious Lord, keep your mighty hands on me. Lord, I give my life to you. Use me as you wish to do. Precious Lord, keep your mighty hands on me. Precious Lord, keep your mighty hands on me.
Absolutely beautiful. Precious Lord, keep your hands on me. Hey, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you all doing?
Good. Very good.
It sounds absolutely brilliant.
Thank you.
What's the name of the group?
St. Christopher Choir.
St. Christopher Folk Group.
Absolutely. You sound absolutely fantastic. It's all the one. Isn't that
thanks,
the
thanks very much.
Thank you.
You were practicing earlier on, did you?
We did.
Yeah, we go.
The snow white dove, he sends his pure, sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove. When the earth will be round us, when evil comes, the body grows weak, the spirit grows numb. When these things arise us, he doesn't forget us. He sent down his love on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow-white dove. He sends his pure, sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove. When Noah had drifted on the flood many days, he searched for the land in various ways. Troubles he had some, but he wasn't forgotten. He sent down his love on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow-white dove. He sends his pure, sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove,
a sign from above on the wings of a dove.
Oh, absolutely brilliant. Well done, lads. You want to say good morning to Moira? Good morning, Moira.
Good morning.
Absolutely. Wasn't there a fantastic choir up above there?
Oh, it's absolutely lovely and it adds to the spirit of the walk. It's really great and it's so well organised. We did it last year and we think there are more people than there were last year here today now.
Did you have a nice feeling coming out this morning?
Oh, absolutely wonderful. A great feeling of camaraderie.
Yeah, tell me, far did you come to Carrie?
We just came from Clonmel, just up the road.
Good to be part of it.
We're delighted to be part of it. Yeah. You know, I'm glad to be able to contribute.
Yeah, surely, yeah. It's just, what, 4:45, 10:20 now in the morning.
Well, it's lovely. I think once the weather is nice, you know, it's great. The gods are looking down upon us today when the weather is so nice.
We're passing a shop called the Shebeen Bar. So you're never visiting that place?
No, not at all, no. Only the churches down in Carrick.
You don't visit Shebeen's?
No, not really, no.
It's a good feeling, all right, yeah. This place is so still, really. No traffic, no cars.
There's a completely different atmosphere at this hour of the day.
Yeah.
But isn't Carrick fantastic? The Carrick people are after rallying so
absolutely,
well,
yeah.
This,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
really wonderful.
I'm sure, look, there's so many causes in the county, or so many rallies today.
It's kind of a cause as well dear to most people's hearts. You know, we can all identify or know somebody involved with Pieta House and whatever, so we're glad to be able to help out.
Absolutely.
And contribute.
Nice to be with us today.
Exactly. Thank you very much.
John Milchines, me. We're heading over Carrick Bridge. How are you doing, John?
Yeah, not too bad.
The river shore looks glorious this whole morning.
It looks super, yeah. It looks super.
It always looks super.
That's true, yeah. Although we're heading into County Waterford now, it's probably not great.
There's nothing wrong with that either.
True.
Yeah. So this is Carrick Big, really, for the most part, isn't it?
That's it, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So where are we heading for then?
Heading up Woodland Heights and down by the cemetery and back across the old bridge to County Tipperary again.
Okay, so it'll be a good feeling when you come back.
Be grand.
Okay, John, listen, nice to say hello.
No bother.
Have a good day.
Thanks very much.
As we walk up a hill now, I'm getting breathless. Dolores Fahey is with me from the Civil Defence. Dolores, how are you? Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, lovely day.
Isn't it such a beautiful morning?
Surely is. You're a senior officer with Civil Defence?
Yeah, I'm Civil Defence Officer for the County of Tipperary.
Good.
It's just amazing to be here in Carrick this morning. What a fantastic turnout. It's brilliant to see the support in Carrick and Shore for such a very worthy cause, I suppose.
How many members do you have?
I suppose we have about 160 members throughout the county of Tipperary. We have a very strong unit in the Carrick and Shore area here. And
they're all working here today.
They're all out and about. They are up early this morning. It's great to be in Carrick and Shore for a very positive event.
Surely, yeah. Surely, very much so. Tell me about Civil Defence then. Of course, we all look to them now and again for, you know, for looking after the communities here, you know, across the county.
Yeah, I suppose, unfortunately, people sometimes only see us when we're out and about in a negative capacity or when people are missing or whatever, and we've had quite a bit of it in Carrick and Shore even in recent weeks and months. But the volunteers in Civil Defence are just a bunch of amazing people who are always there to assist and help out the community in whatever way they can. So it's lovely to be associated with this event today, to have our members are providing first aid cover for the event today. And as you can hear, I'm a bit breathless myself. I'm actually walking it.
Absolutely, yeah.
And my colleague, Bernadette, is with me there as well.
Yeah, how are you doing? Good morning, Bernadette.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, yeah, I'm very good, and I'm delighted to be part of this now here in Carrick on Shore. I'm actually the Civil Defence Instructor here in Carrick on Shore. We meet every Thursday night in the Nanonagle Hall. And again, we have a very strong unit and we're always there whenever we're needed in this situation.
We're lucky enough, we're walking down a hill now.
Thanks be to God we are.
Yeah.
I suppose over the last couple of months we've been very very much on the forefront here in Carrick and Shore, where there's been a lot of unfortunate events, and Civil Defence have always been there to help out in the community and to the families with Dolores and her, the river crew and everything else. And thank God we've had some... At least we've had people that are being able to say thanks to us at the end of the event. And not always good news, but sure, look, at least we've come up trumps, you know.
Absolutely. Listen, enjoy the walk. Eh? Yeah, we're about halfway through at this stage. Okay. Lance Foley, we just caught up on here with the camera. We're coming to the end of the walk. How are you doing, Lance?
Ah, great form.
Good. Special photographs, some special ones taken today.
Oh, yes, 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 for the event.
Yeah.
Very good cause.
Yeah, we're here on the side of the hill, right in the centre of the town. Oh, yeah. Magnificent view from down onto the river there.
The old bridge, onto the old bridge there.
Yeah, it's really
terrific, yeah.
You know. Great stories about Carrick, I'm sure, over the years.
Oh, yeah, they're a good few over the years, like, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Have you come to the club down here?
Yeah, we have, yeah, that's right, yeah. You know, I mean, it's run a long time now. You know, yeah, you know.
What's the most famous picture you've ever taken?
I wouldn't really know. I just enjoy doing what I'm doing, like, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Any picture will be a famous picture.
Yeah, it would, yeah. Well,
every photograph is worth 1,000 words.
It is, exactly, yeah. You know what I mean? It's a few landscape photographs. If you can get a nice one, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, this is a good event now for the people of the town, you know, and things.
It's terrific. Great morning to be able to take a photograph.
It is, yes.
As we come to the end of the walk, we're back here at base. Karen, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Nice to be with us. Yeah, you're one of the main organisers as well as many others on the committee here.
Yeah, we have 12 on the committee and it wouldn't be possible without any one of them.
Yeah, the girls that you have with you here today, just at the end here.
Yeah, so I have Louise with me, I have Shannon and Shauna with me.
Yeah, all helped out and...
Oh yeah, they helped out since day one. Yeah.
You can get a chance, I suppose you were running the show really for the most part.
That's it, we ran down as fast as we could down to the old bridge to see some of the walkers going across the new bridge, and then we let off some of the lanterns and stuff like that, but other than that we're stuck back at base. Yeah,
the food is nice.
It's very nice. Our main sponsors are Super Value, so they've been so good to us, but so is every other shop in the town. Yeah.
Absolutely. So you enjoyed today, anyway. Is it a real success story?
We love doing it. Every single year we come back for more.
Yeah, that's it.
And
this girl, your name is?
Shauna.
Shauna, how you doing, Shauna?
I'm good.
You found a few early clients for me to talk to.
Oh, yeah. I tried my best anyway.
Yeah, you enjoyed the day.
Yeah, absolutely. It's worth it every year.
Yeah, terrific.
Yeah.
And I know that they say the place is packed in there, and just a cup of coffee or a cup of tea, whatever they want nowadays.
Whatever takes your fancy.
Yeah, terrific. Isn't nice to be with us on that.
Thanks
for inviting Tip FM along here.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very much. So that's my lot for this week. My thanks to everybody involved in this week's edition of Down Your Way. To Ross, for the main organiser here at the top of the programme. To everybody involved, we say thank you very much. So until the next time on Down Your Way, here we go. Thank you.